U.S. Chess Executive Board Open Session Number 4, Monday, January 20th, 2020, Raleigh, North Carolina. Mr. President.
Okay, we are resuming after hearing a couple of different appeals of rulings. We are without the services of Mr. Bauer, who had to go ahead and leave. So, Mr. Secretary, I think you have motions coming out of closed session on those two different appeals.
Yes.
Whichever one you want to present first, go for it.
All right. Based on the appeal of Mr. Potella in the complaint, Reed, Hader, Rogers v. Maruga, Petula, and Piper et al., the executive board reduced the sanction of Mr. Potella to a censure. In addition, the executive board modifies the ethics committee's decision to treat Mr. Allen Piper's first match as a request to reduce his floor by 100 points. Second, re-rate subsequent events using the reduced floor. Third, if in the course of the re-rate, Mr. Piper reaches the new floor, his floor will be reduced another 100 points. And four, if as a result of the re-rate, the affected players do not achieve ratings commensurate with titles or ratings list placement, they will be dropped from those recognitions.
So when the rating floor, if he hits the lower rating floor, will drop again and continue with the re-rate through the process. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any not voting?
Oh, I was.
So we have 4 votes in favor, no votes opposed. Mr. Velez and Mr. Unruh not voting because they did not hear the original appeal, and Mr. Bauer is absent. Motion carries 4-0.
All right, the next motion, the executive board considered the appeal of Salim Frederickson of the Rules Committee decision letter dated November 21, 2019. As stated in the decision letter, the TD tip at the beginning of Rule 10 is quite clear in the warning to tournament directors that in the absence of an independent witness of the violation, the director should strongly consider rejecting the claim. Accordingly, since Mr. Frederickson stated in his own complaint that there were no independent witnesses to the alleged violation, the executive board upholds the decision of the Rules Committee.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the vote was 6-0 with 1 not voting. Is there any other business before the executive board for this meeting? I think the only thing left on our agenda is to announce that our next meeting will be in Dallas, Texas, in May, on the weekend of May 16-17. I believe the location is still to be determined. Is that not right, Ms. Executive Director? We're still working on that. As soon as we know, we will get that announced, but we will be meeting on that weekend. At that meeting, we will certainly have a couple of things that we have to consider. That's traditionally when we consider the review of the awards committees, recognitions committees, recommendations for awards that will be presented later. And we will also be dealing with the finalization of the budget that the executive board will approve and then also recommend for approval of the delegates. Those will be 2 major items for that particular meeting. That weekend will be just a 2-day meeting as opposed to this, which had a budget workshop on front of it. We will have much more of the work done on the budget and won't require near as much time for discussion. Seeing no other business before the executive board, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for your service, and lady.
It is a swing dance capital.